Vince, what you think?
Overall, pretty good. You know, still got some, you know, some work to go. So, I mean, that's what the preseason game's for. So, we just got to, you know, get back to the drawing board, get back to work. But, you know, overall, I mean, just for right now, I can say all right, it's just all right. But, you know, we continue to still work. You know, we can't just go off one game right now. You know, from the defense to the offense, I mean, special teams, you know, the physical of our defensive line and offensive line definitely is real good. But overall, we just got to continue to keep working. That's basically it.
Does it surprise you that you guys were able to dominate them so thoroughly in all phases of the game?
I mean, just from how practice looked, you know, I mean, we're a physical football team, and that's one of the biggest things, you know, Coach Fitz stressed to us a whole lot, is to always be physical. Don't take nothing from no one. You know, we're going to win physical. If we lose, we're going to lose physical. And you know, one of our leaders on the team, Vanderbosch, man, he stressed us a lot when guys come into our house, man, to dominate the game. So that's pretty much what the guys took from the night.
Two series enough for you? I think you only had like 15 snaps. Was that okay?
I mean, whatever. All I can do is go out there and play the game, and you know, whenever Coach says come out, whenever Coach says keep going, that's all I got to keep myself into the game. You know, even though I was not in the game, I was still paying attention what the calls was called. You know, what they was calling for Kerry and Ingle. So I was still in the game, definitely paying attention a whole lot though.
Mister, you see a defense plays a lot of man like the Rams do, and they're running downfield with their backs to you. Do you have the green light just to take off and go?
I mean, it depends on you know, go through my reads definitely first, and then if I see an opening, you know, use my legs to make a play downfield. But some of the different things they were doing, they was trying to play some different zones and some different switches. Me and coaches was still kind of, you know, trying to come up with an answer for what they were trying to run in that, in the coverage to try to, you know, confuse us a little bit. But at the same time, as if you stay and within the offense and go through your reads and things like that, you should be all right. So that's basically what I did, to stay with my reads. And if they give me the, you know, opportunity to use my legs and run, that's what I did. So.
I don't know if you've answered this yet, but the effect of the run game, seeing what those guys did, Chris the rookie, Lendell took some good runs, and then Q.
I mean, first of all, you got to definitely start off on the offensive line, definitely. You know, Coach Lund, I mean, he does a great job with them guys up front. He get them guys prepared, and the physical play of the guys, they're truly, truly physical. And the backs that we have are very, very talented as well. And when they get their creases and they get their one-on-ones where guys trying to make a tackle, they have to win that, and that's what they showed tonight. So, you know, for one of the leaders, I really feel like they did a great job running the ball, especially Q. My man Q ran the ball pretty good tonight.
Anything else?
Yeah,
well,
real quick, why do you guys like him so much? He comes off the field, everybody's there, all the veterans and the leaders. What's his dynamic for you guys?
Because, Q has been through a whole lot. He wants the chance. He wants to play. I mean, he works so hard at practice, and it shows out there on the football field. So, you know, and then he's just a good guy, period. I mean, everybody loves him. His daughter, she's one of the brightest girls I ever met in my life at her age. You know, things like that. And just him off the field is just a great guy. But on the field, when he comes to practice, when he's on that practice squad, he's running the ball for our defense. He's really running that ball, you know, to – give Coach Fish and them a look at him a whole lot. So he did that tonight. So I'm definitely proud of him. Just like the team, we're definitely proud of him.
I'm sorry, Vince. One more. Remember Dinger down on the sidelines, a little different than it was last year. What was it like to have Dinger tonight?
You know, just to have a coordinator on the field with you at all times, you know, it's a pretty good deal because when you come to the sideline, he asks questions and knowing what did you see. And that's basically, he just want to know what you saw. And you can just take it back from there and, you know, get your game plan and get ready for the next series. And but that was a new one for me, but at the same time, that was pretty good, you know. But on one of the plays, I seen one of our guys messed up on a route. And just to see how mad he got on the sideline, I thought we was going to get a penalty, but he kept it cool, so.